Chapter 4. Japanese Contract. David's wife, Anna, worked as an assistant of the sales director. Their firm was going to sign a big contract with a Japanese company. Anna went to Japan with her chief for the last phase of the negotiations. The chief's name was Nick. The business trip was interesting. The negotiations were going great. Everyone was waiting for the finalization of the contract. But suddenly, the Japanese refused to sign it. Nick and Anna were very surprised. The Japanese did not explain anything to them. They just asked to send to Japan other representatives from their firm. Anne and Nick had to go home.
"But what happened?" the director general asked them when they met.
They were ready to sign the contract. What did you do wrong?"
"Everything was perfect. We do not understand what happened," Nick said. "You know, I always carry on negotiations perfectly."
The director general decided to hire a specialist in Japanese studies. Nick and Anna described the journey to him in detail for a long time. He verified every detail and finally said,
"I think I understand what your mistake was. Let's try to check."
Another officer went to continue the negotiations. A specialist in Japanese studies met him and gave him some instructions before leaving. A few days have passed, and a new officer returned with a signed contract. Nick still did not understand what was the matter. He decided to call the specialist in Japanese culture.
"So, what was our mistake?" Nick asked.
"You see, I asked you how you behaved at the table," he replied. "And you said that you tried to eat quietly and neatly, didn't you?"
"Of course," Nick said.
"The fact is, it was an insult to the Japanese. When a guest does not champ during their meal, he shows that he does not like the food. The Japanese did not want to sign a contract with you because you have insulted them," he explained.
So sometimes the common champ can cost a big contract.